O my true Satguru, the giver, we have come to your door. We have come to your door. We have come to your door. We have been separated from you for many births and are suffering the fruits of karmas. Cut the fetters of birth after birth. We have been so confused. We have become the beggars at your door. O Satguruji, have grace and mercy. Cause the rain of Nam to flow. The plants have withered. May the stream of nectarful Nam flow. Spread the coolness in the heated hearts. Put the alms of Nam in the Joli. Becoming beggars, we have come. The servant, Ajab, makes this request. O Kirpal Guruji, save my honor. O Satguru, give me your boon. We have come to your shelter. O my true Satguru, the giver, we have come to your door. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Satguru Satche Merde Datta, on page 43.
Satguru Satche Merde Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Satguru Satche Merde Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, 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 Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Te To Vichri Kai Janamade, Bogare He Ha Falakaramade, Te to vichri kai janamade, bogara he ha falakaramade. Katde fanda janam janamade, dade ha gaburagaye. Katde fanda janam janamade, Tade ha gaburagaye, Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Ane bikari tere darde, Deya me har satguru ji karde. Bane bikari tere darde, Deya me har satguru ji karde. Barish nam dan di karde, pute he mur jagaye. Barish nam dan di karde, pute he mur jagaye. Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye, Satguru Satche Mere Datta, Dar Tere Te Agaye. Amrit Nam Parada Chalade, Tapade Hirade Tandavartade, Amrita nama parada chalade, Tapu de hira de tandavara tade Joli kera namadi pade Vanake bikari agaye Joli kera namadi pade Vanake bikari agaye Sat Guru Sache Mere Data Dar Tere Te Agaye Sat Guru Sache Mere Data Dar Tere Te Agaye Das ajaiba arja karda kirpal guru ji rakalo parda Das ajaiba arja karda kirpal guru ji rakalo parda Bakasho sat guru tera varda sharana teri ha agaye Bakasho sat guru tera varda sharana teri ha agaye Sat guru sache mere data Dar tere te agaye Sat guru sache mere data Dar tere te agaye
The servant Ajab makes this request. O Kirpal Guruji, save my honor. O Satguru, give me your boon. We have come to your shelter. O my true Satguru, the giver, we have come to your door. And a reminder that next Saturday, March 31st, there will be a one-day meditation retreat. And this is in remembrance of Baba Sawan Singh's life. He was born July 27, 1858, and he left on April 2nd, 1948. So that's next Saturday, March 31st. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. You can get schedules at the book table. And local initiates, if you're going to take meals during the retreat, please sign up at the book table. So we'll know how many people to cook for. We're continuing in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And we're reading in the section that was called In the Bushes of Rajasthan. At this time in Sanchi's life, his years with Baba Sawan Singh and his years with Baba Bishan Das, they have both left the body, and he's gone to Rajasthan to practice the meditation of the two words that he was given by Baba Bishan Das, and doing farming to support himself. So, we'll begin with a section called Celebrating the Bhandaras of Sawan, and it starts with one of the bhajans, Sona Sawana Shah Da Bhandara. The Bhandara of beautiful Emperor Sawan has come, becoming the support for the suffering ones. He has come. The land where the unique light has come is the fortunate place. He has flashed the radiant darshan. After becoming a man, the all-owner has come. He has hidden himself within man. He who has loved has got the vision. He shared the pains of the suffering ones. He showed the glimpse to the true dear ones. He installed the fountain of nectar where he wished. The talks of your love are kept within the heart. The rays of your light are embedded in the soul. O Beloved, you gave the hint of true Nam. O Giver, day and night I sing about your favors. O Giver, take the souls across the ocean of life. Poor Ajab has come to your door. And Sanchi says, there were not many initiates of Master Sawan Singh in the area where I was living. There were only about 11 initiates in the whole district, and they used to live about 20 or 25 miles away from the village where I lived. I would go to the city where those initiates lived for the bandaras, the birthday celebrations of Master Sawan Singh. I used to celebrate Baba Sawan Singh's birthday with full enthusiasm. I would travel those 20 miles to be near those initiates, and in those days, there were no good roads, no canals or water. It was very dusty and very sandy, and it used to take 5 or 6 hours to travel those 20 miles. Nevertheless, I would go there and spend all the money I had for the celebration of Master Sawan's birthday, making all the arrangements for the food and everything else required for the celebration. I remained fully devoted to Master Sawan Singh, and I had complete love and faith in him. One year we wanted to celebrate a bandara on the 2nd of April, the anniversary of the day that Baba Sawan Singh left the body. So I met with one of these initiates who were also intoxicated in the love of Baba Sawan Singh, and we made all the plans for this bandara. We got some pamphlets printed, and we gave them out to people in the city. We also hired some people to beat the drums and announce that we were going to celebrate his bandara. In the announcements, we said, we will make gulab jamuns, which is a popular Indian sweet, and other sweet things, and people will be fed with all these good foods. We were mad in the love of him, and that is why we celebrated Master Sawan's bandara in this way. Even though I was not an initiate of Master Sawan Singh at that time. Of course, Master Sawan Singh had told Sanchi, when he requested initiation, that Sawan was not the one to give it to him, but that the one who would come to Sanchi when the time was right. So, they were very loving and devoted souls. But sometimes, when making the arrangements for these celebrations, the initiates would have disagreements and start criticizing each other. When I would hear them criticizing and disagreeing with each other, I would tell them, this is not good. You should not criticize each other. You should obey the orders of Master Sawan Singh, and you should do the meditation. When I would say this, they would get angry with me, and they would say, how do you know anything about Santmat? You are not even an initiate. And they would spank me and say that I did not have any knowledge of Santmat. I would suffer the spankings of these dear ones, but then I would tell them, yes, I am not an initiate. I don't have any knowledge of Santmat. But at least I know what Master Sawan Singh used to say about doing the meditation and not criticizing each other. Hearing about me, one disciple of Baba Sawan Singh, whose name was Dharam Chand, came to meet me, and in front of many people, he asked me, are you a sadhu or swadhu? Swadhu means a person who is always craving delicious foods. It has been my habit ever since my childhood, that whatever I have in my heart, I say. So I told him in front of all those people, I am neither sadhu nor swadhu. If I were a swadhu, I would not have left my home in Punjab. In my home, there was everything in abundance. My father was fond of very good food, and I could have stayed there and eaten and enjoyed the worldly things. But I am not yet a sadhu either, because Baba Bishan Das has given me knowledge only up to Brahm, and he has told me that one becomes a sadhu only after going above Brahm. When Dharamchand told me that he was a disciple of Baba Sawan Singh, I loved him very much. And after that, we had a very good, loving relationship. He used to visit me often, and he became one of my best friends. He used to do the satsang, and I used to do the chanting of the banis for his satsang. And this went on for many years. Sometimes the other initiates of Master Sawan Singh in our area would come to meditate with me. Together we would be about 10 or 12 people, and we would meditate together. We would always have one person standing up while the others were meditating to check the other people. If anyone was falling asleep in meditation, or if he was trying to move, the person who was in charge at that time was told to slap the person on both sides. No one was allowed to make tea, and no one was allowed to sit in the meditation after drinking tea. No one was allowed to bring any kind of food to be distributed as prasad, because we used to think, he who brings prasad and distributes food to the other people wants to take away the meditation of the others, and that is not fair. So this was a very strict period of meditation, as only the brave, courageous people can do meditation, and only those who have real love and faith can become the real meditators. So all of us in this small group had a very deep relationship. We used to get together, and we loved each other very much. Because I had had the darshan of Baba Sawan Singh and was very fond of him, I always enjoyed being in the company of the people who were initiated by him. Later on, there were many more people coming to see me and to meditate with me. We used to have meditation programs in which we would meditate, just like the Sikhs do the non-stop reading of Guru Granth Sahib. If there were 300 people attending the meditation program, we would divide that group into three different groups of 100 people each. Then 100 people would do the meditation, and the moment that they would stop meditating, the next group of 100 people would take over from them. In that way, the meditation would always go on happening. Because I had the habit of meditation, that is why I started this system of the groups and doing the meditation. There's no better opportunity to perfect the Simran than in such groups. When we see that other people are meditating, that encourages us, that inspires us to sit in meditation also. As I told you, this group of initiates would get together and arrange for satsang. Once, we collected some money and rented a hall in the city of Ganganagar, and we invited a Mahatma to come there to do the satsang. That Mahatma was an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh, and he was very famous. He would go to people's homes to do the satsangs, and wherever he went, people would go and listen to his discourse, because he used to give a very good satsang. He would say that he was the Sevadar of the Sun God, and he had to come, and he had come to do the Seva of the Sun God. The people used to love and respect him a lot. So that day, he gave a very good discourse about peace of mind and how to go within and do the devotion of the Lord. It's the usual practice of the Indians that when they have a function like satsang, afterwards they prepare some tea or food for the sanghat. So when the satsang was over, we thought that we should respect this Baba and we should take him into a separate room to serve him tea. We thought that first we would serve tea to the sanghat and then take the Mahatma into an inner room and talk to him privately and serve him tea there. While he was still sitting in the front, tea started to be served to the sanghat, and the sanghat started to drink. When the Baba saw that he was not offered tea first, and that the sanghat was given tea before him, all the coolness vanished from him. He thought, "I am greater than everybody. I should have been served first." And he became very angry, and he started changing colors just after giving such a beautiful discourse about peace of mind. At that time, we became worried. We didn't know what to do, but after some time, we came and requested him to come to the inside room to have his tea. But he was so much controlled by anger that he couldn't speak a word. When we saw that he was getting so angry, we told him, "All right, we are bringing the tea for you here." I went into the kitchen and brought the tea to him right there on the dais. I thought that maybe he would drink it, but he was so controlled by anger that he removed his turban and he told me, "Now you pour this tea on my head." The people who were looking at him saw all this happening. The satsangis knew how the mind plays tricks on us and how he makes us fall down. They knew the condition of the mind. So it was not a very unusual or surprising thing to them. But for the non-initiates, it was a very unusual thing, because just a few minutes before, he had given a very beautiful discourse, and he was teaching people how they should control their mind, how they should not fall into the traps of the mind, and how they should always be peaceful and quiet. And now, what was he doing? He was not doing what he was preaching. So it was a very surprising thing for them. They all laughed and clapped their hands and went away saying, "Who is this Mahatma who has come here to do satsang?" And I want to point out, I believe I'm correct, that in Indian culture, they don't clap their hands to show appreciation. They clap their hands at someone as a sign of disrespect and humiliation of that person. So those who have surrendered themselves to the Master know the tricks of the mind, and they never allow their mind to play such tricks on them. However, those who have not surrendered themselves to the Master, even though they talk about peace of mind, they can easily be tricked by the mind. If that Mahatma had been doing the meditation and Simran, along with doing the Seva of the Sanghat, he wouldn't have acted like that, and he wouldn't have become the subject of mockery. Many of the new people there were not initiates. And when he said, "Great is the Guru of Radhaswami faith," they all left without having any faith in the path. Master Sawan Singh used to say, "Many times our mind creates this kind of deception, that outwardly he makes us have humility, but inwardly he craves name and fame. Outwardly he goes on telling people, I am nothing. It is all the Master who is doing it. Master is making me do all these things. But inwardly, he's always looking for name and fame and the praises of the other people. And during this time, I also had many opportunities to meet again with Mastanaji, the intoxicated lover of Master Sawan Singh. After Master Sawan Singh left the body, Mastanaji had also started living in Rajasthan. He lived in an area named Bagar, which was a part of Rajasthan near where I had settled. He was a very dear lover of Master Sawan, who was successful in spirituality. And he started giving satsang and started giving initiation in this area. He brought glory to the name of Master Sawan Singh in our area of Rajasthan. Earlier, when Master Sawan Singh was alive, as Mastanaji had grown closer to Master Sawan Singh, some of the people around Master Sawan Singh at Beas became very envious of Mastana. They even started hating him. When Master Sawan Singh saw this, he said many times in the satsang, Mastanaji, should I make you a master? Should I make you the king of Bagar? He would say this when all the Sangat had gathered, in front of 60,000 to 70,000 people. Mastana would reply, what do I have to do with becoming the owner of Bagar? I have only you, and I need only you. I don't need to become the owner or king of any place. And furthermore, when Master Sawan Singh used to speak in this way in front of all the Sangat, nobody believed him. For when saints or masters prophesy, at that time nobody believes them. Only later, when that prophecy is fulfilled, do people realize that whatever the Master said was true. In the same way, when Master Sawan Singh used to say in front of all the people, Mastana, now I am making you the king of Rajasthan, nobody understood what he was saying, and nobody believed that what he was saying would come true. They started asking, how can Sawan Singh make Mastanaji the emperor of that area of Rajasthan? Baba Sawan Singh saw how the Beas people hated Mastanaji, so much that sometimes they even put boiling water on his body. When he saw the condition of Mastanaji, Baba Sawan Singh himself had a cave made, a kind of underground room, 200 miles away from his dera, for Mastanaji to meditate in. He told him, Mastana, now you go and do your meditation there, and you should not come to the ashram even to see me. You should not even come to my cremation when I die. These people will weep because they are doing very bad things to you, but I am giving you such a thing which will do all your work. Mastanaji did that. He went to that underground room, and he did the meditation, and he didn't even come out for the funeral of Master Sawan Singh. Later, I myself got the opportunity to be in that meditation cave and to meditate there. So, after Master Sawan Singh left the body, Mastanaji stayed in the area of Bagar. He was an intoxicated fakir, and he didn't make any ashram. One day, he would build a hut to stay in, and the next day he would destroy that hut, and move to another place. He didn't go out of the area of Bagar, and he didn't go into any other part of India. He used to say, I have the orders for only this small area. He always obeyed those orders and gave out the nam only in that area. But still, when he started giving the initiation, he had a very large following. He never used to go outside that area, but if people would come to him from outside, he would initiate them. Whenever he would give satsang, people would come in great numbers. Many thousands would come. There were many initiates of Baba Sawan Singh who went to Mastanaji, and they saw the same form of Master Sawan Singh in Mastanaji. They served Mastanaji with their mind and their body, for they saw that the same power was working there. So we'll leave off at that point. And our next reading is a letter in the book Spiritual Elixir. This letter was published in Sanpani magazine in May of 1981. It was called How Great a Blessing. So Master Kripal says to this person he's writing the letter to, regular attendance at the satsang meetings is very useful and helpful. It keeps the mind on the spiritual track. Avoidance of undesirable society is still another necessary factor, and all these are extremely important in the beginning. A sapling needs water and nourishment. These factors go to nourish it until it grows into a big tree which mighty elephants cannot shake. The outgoing faculties are to be inverted and the mind stilled. For this, the remedy has already been given to you. Consider how great a blessing of God you have received. You can develop it while living in the world. Be brave. You cannot run away. This or that is the work of a coward. But there is one important thing to note. Please try to surrender completely to the Master, and under the cover of His power and protection and grace, you will wade through the waters of life unscathed. The loving Father will protect you like a baby in the might of His strong arms and pass you scot-free from the fires of life without a burn. Everyone errs. Through these errors, you have to grow into a pure and lustrous soul. Weed out the shortcomings one by one. The diary is a necessity and must be used for this purpose. It helps you to keep an eye on the ethical side of your life, for this must be developed along with the spiritual growth. Remember that the father wants to embrace his child. If the child's clothing is soiled with dirt or mud, he will not forsake him, but he will cleanse the child and take him or her into his lap. He's always with his children, whom he loves 100 times more than the proverbial love of a mother. I am glad that you felt the Master walking with you on June 7th. To shake off your great load of anxiety and paralyzing nervous reactions to the wrongs done to you by others, and that it toned your spirits. As long as you live in the world, you must be up and doing. You must work with ambition and wholeheartedly, and therein lies all beauty. All of creation is beautiful. You love God. As He is immanent in every form, you must love all His creation. But be not attached. Just as you go to a garden and enjoy the beauty of the flowers and the verdure of the bushes, but you do not pluck the flowers or uproot the plants. Otherwise, the gardener would take you to task. You cannot have the results according to your desires or expectations. So always do your best and leave the results to the master overhead. And whatever the results are, take them with good cheer. They are always beneficial to the initiated because the master power working overhead knows what is best for his ailing child. Married life is no bar to spirituality, provided it is led in accordance with the scriptural injunctions. You may seek a companion for your earthly sojourn, one who is of your way of thinking and anxious to seek a higher worldly life. It would be helpful to both of you. My best wishes are always with you. You may go where you like, live anywhere, and do anything that may serve to help your inner progress. Anything that may retard your inner progress will not be in your interest. Should you get a chance to come to India on any assignment and are able to be near me, I will be glad to see you. The effect of personal aura and personal environments cannot be underrated. But while it is so, the Master is not limited by time or space. He is always with you, even though he be thousands of miles away. Please learn to be receptive to his grace and feel his kindly presence, riding with you on the buses, chatting with you in the streets, sitting with you in the park, by your office desk, and accompanying you every morning to the office, slowing down by the lily pond to check the new flowers, and walking back with you in the evening, all the way back by the new moon. Master is always with the disciple and never leaves him or her until the end of the world. The Father will never disown his children. And this is from a darshan session with Sanchi in Rajasthan in October of 1980, and it was published under the title Some Sweet Things About God. So a disciple asks, would you tell us some sweet things about God, about his love for us? And Sanchi replies, all the masters who have come into the world up till now have talked only about God. They always tell us how much love God has for his souls. But we can understand his love for us only when we reach his plane, only when we go back to our real home. God is love. And the place where God resides is also love. This plane is not completely of love. No doubt there is a little bit of love in this plane also, but it's mixed with many other things, enmity, hatred, etc. Even the people who say that they have love, they also don't have pure love. In their love also there is some mixing of other things. When the love in the heart of God becomes so much, only then God comes in the form of a human being. He tells us that we are his essence. He tells us to come back to our real home. He gives us the invitation to go back to our real home. And he tells us, after separating from me, you have suffered a lot by taking up many births and deaths. Now, I have come to take you back. He does that only out of love for us. Saints make us understand that God is not the personal property of any particular religion or country or faith or group of people. They tell us that anyone, whether man or woman, who has love and yearning for God can meet him. It is not true that only people of a certain group or religion or faith have the right to realize God. The souls who are successful in reaching God have love, and only love, for all the souls of God who are still on the material plane in this world. And he doesn't look at the people's minds. He always looks at the soul, because soul is the essence of God. And the soul who has reached God knows that the soul is without any sins. All the sins come from mind, and that is why he doesn't pay any attention to the mind. He only pays attention to the soul. When the soul hears the sound of the Shabad, she becomes so intoxicated in the love of the Shabad that she starts dancing, exactly as the peacock starts dancing when he sees that the clouds have come together and it's going to rain. But before that, the condition of the soul has become like the condition of that sheep on whose back a monkey is riding. The monkey takes the sheep wherever he wants. She doesn't know where she's being taken. She goes wherever the monkey takes her. In the same way, our mind is climbing on our soul, and that is why we go wherever our mind takes us. And another disciple says, Master, you just said that when the soul hears the Shabad, she becomes intoxicated. At what stage will that listening process start? And Sanchi says, the fact is that when the soul starts going within, even a little bit, then also she starts hearing and she starts getting intoxicated. Whenever you will fix your attention or concentrate your attention at the third eye or Tisratil, right then you'll start feeling the intoxication. Outwardly, there are many stories about that love, stories about that intoxication which people have felt. But when you go within, it is worth experiencing, and you'll see how the flames of love are burning there. And when you experience that, you will not find any adequate words to describe that intoxication and love. And our final reading is going to be the conclusion of the satsang we've been reading for a couple of weeks now. This was called The Shadow of the Nam. And it's a discourse in Rajasthan in October of 1979. Sanchi's commenting on Guru Arjan's Sukhamani. So we'll begin this reading with lines from the hymn. The story of God is the best of all stories. By hearing the name of the Lord, all pain and sorrow vanish. And Sanchi says, the story of Shabad Nam is the best story of all. The discussion of Shabad Nam is the best discussion, because by hearing the discussion or the story of Shabad Nam and by meditating on Shabad Nam, our pain is removed. And what is the greatest pain? The pain of birth and death. And only by hearing the Shabad Nam is this pain removed. And from the hymn, the glory of Nam resides in the heart of the saints. Due to the glory of saints, all sins depart. Only the saints know the importance of Nam, and only they know the glory of Nam. And only because of the saints, the angels of death do not come near the one who is protected by the saint. Because the power of Nam is such that the angels of death cannot come near one who has it. And again from the hymn, the fortunate ones get the company of saints. The meditation on Nam is the service of the saints. Only those with very good fortune have the company of the saints and the masters. And when we go in their company and when we start serving them, they tell us to do the meditation on Shabbat Nam. And when we start meditating on Shabbat Nam, by their grace, we start taking advantage of being in their company. Kabir Sahib says, "One moment of Lord Indra is more than 12 months of a well, and one moment in the company of a saint is more than the Simran of 50 years." He is saying that if Lord Indra, who sends rain to this earth, becomes pleased and showers rain only for one moment, he can send more water in that moment than we could get from a well if we took it out for 12 months continuously. And if we spend even one moment in the company of a perfect Mahatma who has done the meditation on Shabbat Nam, it will give us more benefit than we could gain by sitting in our homes and doing Simran for 50 years. And this is the final lines from the hymn. "There's nothing else equal to Nam. Nanak says, only a few devotees of the Lord get Nam from the Gurumukh. There's nothing which is equal to Nam. No repetition of any mantra, no worship, no reading of any holy book, not even performing austerities is equal to the practice of Nam. But the question is, where can we get that Nam? We cannot get it from any temple or mosque or any other religious place. Earlier I have said that this Nam has made its residence within the saints, and we can get it only if we go into the company of the saints, and only if the saint is gracious on us. Bhule Shah was a qazi, or priest, in a mosque in Lahore, and his father also was a priest in the same mosque. Bhule Shah was a learned, intellectual man, and had read many holy scriptures and other books. He had a lot of knowledge from the books, but it so happened once that he met an initiate of Inayat Shah, who was an illiterate farmer. That initiate told Bhule Shah, because he knew that he was a sincere seeker, "O brother, why do you always shout so loud when you are calling God? You should go and meet my master, Inayat Shah. He will break the seals of your ears so that you can hear the divine melody within you, and he will make you meet that God who is within you." When he heard that, Bhule Shah went to see Inayat Shah, and he said, "Master, I have come here to know God. Tell me something about him. I have come here to realize my own self, to realize the God who is within me, and I want you to teach me that." Inayat Shah was a farmer, and at that time he was transplanting onion seedlings. He was taking them from the nursery on one side of the garden and planting them in their permanent place on the other side. He thought, "If I give him any examples from any of the holy books, it won't do him any good, because he already knows them all, and he hasn't received anything from them." So Inayat Shah said, "O Bhula, what difficulty is there in receiving God? It's a very simple thing. Just cut off your mind from the world and take it towards God, just as I am doing with these onion plants. I'm taking them from one side and putting them on the other side. In the same way, divert your attention from the world to God. It's a very easy thing. Often I have said that the coming of a lover's soul to the master is like the coming of dry gunpowder in contact with fire. Master Sawan Singh used to say that if one wants to learn spirituality, he has to become like a 5-year-old child, even if he has a master's degree. Bhullah Shah has also said, "Oh brother, now stop reading all these books, because one word of love is enough for realizing him." When Bhullah Shah got dyed in the color of Nam, when he got the initiation from Inayat Shah, people opposed him because he was a Syed, and the Syed caste is a very high Muslim caste. Syeds are venerated by the Muslims because they are thought to be very holy. And Bhullah Shah's master, Inayat Shah, belonged to a caste called Aryan, which is considered very low by the Muslims. So when the people heard that Bhullah Shah, who was a Syed, had become a disciple of an Aryan, they started criticizing him. But he didn't care. When people start criticizing sadhus, they become strong within themselves. And they say, "It's all right if you criticize me, because my desire is to meet God, and I will just keep doing this work." When people criticize a sadhu, they take on any sins or bad qualities that he might have and give their good deeds to the sadhu. And that is why, when Bhullah Shah was criticized, it didn't bother him. He accepted it. He accepted it as a blessing because, in that way, people were purifying him. In fact, he wanted them to criticize him more, so he gave them more opportunities to do so. He went out and bought some donkeys and started living with them. And there's a footnote that says, dealing with donkeys was not a proper occupation for a Syed. Because he belonged to that very high caste, when people found out that he was living with donkeys, they said, "Look at Bhullah. He has gone mad." First, he left his high caste and became the disciple of a low caste man. And now, what is he doing? He's doing the donkey business. So people continued to criticize him. And then it so happened that a poor man's wife was kidnapped by a very strong Pathan. And another footnote says, Pathans are a warlike people in northwest India and Afghanistan. And so that husband was told by some of Bhullah Shah's opponents, "Go to Bhullah Shah, because he's called a great Mahatma. Beg him to help you, so that you can get your wife back again." They were playing a joke on Bhullah Shah. But when that poor man came to him, he begged him to do anything which would bring his wife back. So Bhullah said, "All right, go and look in that city and see if you find anyone singing or dancing in the streets." So that man went and came back, and he said, "Yes, there are some dancers there." So Bhullah Shah went and joined the dancers. He also started dancing. When people saw that one who was once a Qazi, a very holy man of the city, was dancing in the streets with ordinary dancers, they again started criticizing, saying, "Look at this man. He has really gone mad. He's doing all sorts of things which are bringing a bad name to his family and to the city also." But he didn't care about that. So he danced and sang, saying, "A sadhu with donkeys is calling you from the street of Mango. Oh, wife of this poor one, if you hear my voice, come out and go back to your husband. If you are sleeping, wake up. Oh, brother, thus the grain is separated. He said that with a lot of attention, godly attention, so that the wife of that poor man was attracted by that sound, and she came there. And he told that poor man, "All right, now take her." But people were surprised to see this also, and they started again criticizing, saying, "Look at this man. Now he is even attracting women." But still Bulishah didn't care. Eventually, word of the criticism was sent to his father also, because he was a Qazi and a man of reputation. He was told that his son was bringing a bad name to the family and a bad name to the religion. The father of Bulishah was a very old man. He couldn't walk without the support of a stick, and he became upset, and he said, "All right, I will go and teach him a lesson." So with much pain and hardship, he came to where Bulishah was dancing and singing. In one hand, he was moving a rosary, and in the other, he was carrying his stick. When he came there, Bulishah thought, "Today I should not leave my father also. I should dye him in the color of Nam." So Bulishah gave him his attention, and when he showered grace upon his father also realized the glory of Nam. But before he showered grace on his father, Bulishah sang this hymn. All life long, this old man has moved the rosary, but still he is not able to do anything. O brother, now I will show him how the grain is separated. So when he gave all his attention to him, he also became intoxicated with Nam, and he started dancing with his son. So when all the people saw what had happened to both the father and the son, that they used to be the holy people of that town, and now both of them were just singing and dancing without any worry about their reputation, they started criticizing them both. But the father didn't bother about the criticism, because he too was now realizing the Nam. Instead, he sang this hymn. The parents whose sons are dyed in the color of Nam, how can they remain without the color of Nam? O brother, today I have learned how the grain is separated. When Bulishah saw that his father was also intoxicated in Nam, and he was also dancing with him, all his fear of worldly criticism and all his worry about name and fame and worldly shame went away. And both the father and the son, without bothering about people's criticism, were dancing in the intoxication of Nam. And that concludes that satsang. So we're going to begin a tape of a talk that Sanchi gave in July of 1980 at Glenwood Springs.
Vachan Pandrama Shabd Barma Atake Tu Kyon Rahan Jag Me पाठक में क्या मिले पाए आठक तू क्यों रहा जग में पाठक में क्या मिले पाए।
जिस तरह कंपनी दे एजेंट अपनी कंपनी दा माल वेचन वास्ते हर जगह जाके उस माल दी तारीफ तारीफ हर ढंग नाल करदे है, क्या लोकां दे दिलां दे अंदर उस माल दी इच्छा प्रगट करदे है खरीदण वास्ते, उहदे फायदे दसदे है कि इह माल दे अंदर इह खूबी है। एजेंट जो कुछ भी करदा है उह अपने मालक दे वास्ते करदा है, इसे तरह उह परमात्मा संता महात्मा दे अंदर बैठ के अपनी मनियादी करदा है। संत महात्मा अपने मालक दा जो माल है उस दी वडियाई करदे है हर तरीके नाल, हर लहजे दे विच आके उस नाम दे फायदे दसदे है, क्योंकि परमात्मा दा जो माल है उह नाम है जिहड़ा कदे नास नहीं हुंदा, कदे फना नहीं हुंदा गा। महात्मा सानू दसदे है कि उस नाम जपण दे की फायदे है, उस नाम लैण दे की फायदे है, क्यों नाम असी जपना है, किस तरह साडी आत्मा उस परमात्मा तो विछड़ के इस विशे बकारां दे जंगल दे विच फस चुकी है।
As the sales agents of the companies go to every place and they tell the people about the qualities, about the good things of the goods of their company, and they create the desire within the people to buy the goods of their company. They do their best, they try their best, they do every possible thing to sell the goods of the company. They do that, they do everything on the behalf of their company. In the same way, God, through saints and Mahatmas, creates the longing within we people, within all the souls in this world, to do the devotion of Lord. And masters are like the agents of God. They talk about the thing of God, and that is the Naam. Naam is the only thing which they talk about. They tell us the good qualities of the Naam. They tell us the advantages of Naam, and they tell us that if we will not get the Naam, what will happen to us. So like the good sales agent, masters also come in this world and they tell us about doing the meditation of Naam.
Kaal Bhagwan ne atma nu phasaun vaste bade jaal vichhaye hai. Sab to pehla unne aap da man हर एक आत्मा दे नाल लगा दिता है। ड्यूटी ए है कि कोई भी आत्मा सतगुरु भगती करना ना पाए, ए वापस अपने घर ना चलिया जाए, चली जाए।
In order to trap the souls, Lord Kaal has created many traps. First of all, he has attached mind with every soul, and his duty is to see, and his duty is to prevent the souls by doing the devotion of Lord and going back to home.
दो ही रस्ते दुनिया दे अंदर चलदे है। एक तां परमात्मा ने अपने संत भेजे संसार विच जो सानू हर बुराई तो बचाउंदे है, और सचखंड जान दा साडे अंदर शौक और बिरे तड़फ पैदा करदे है।
ऑलवेज देयर आर टू पाथ एग्जिस्टिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड। वन इज द पाथ ऑफ द मास्टर्स विच गॉड हिमसेल्फ हैज स्टार्टेड, इन विच मास्टर्स टेल अस टू एब्सटेन फ्रॉम ऑल द बैड थिंग्स, and they teach us the practices by which we can go back to our home Sachkhand.
Ek kaal ne vi rasta chalaya hai, kaal ne vi apne agent is sansar vich bheje hai, jehde sanu eh kende hai sharab piyo, maas khao, jo marzi kise nu lut pat lo, vishe bakar bhogo, thatho kise ne hisab kitab nahi puchna ga.
The other path is run by negative power. He also has sent his agents in this world who teach us that you eat, drink and do whatever you want, and no matter if you deceive others or plunder others, nobody is going to ask you anything. You can do anything you want.
Sanu pata hai ke har varyai da dand is sansar de vich vi milda hai. Agar koi chori karda hai, yari karda hai, daka marda hai, qatl karda hai, is duniya de kanoon vi onu maaf nahi kar dege, lekin jo parmatma da kanoon hai oh kis tarah maaf kar sakda hai.
We know that even in this world we get punished for doing the mistakes, if we commit any sin, if we deceive others, if we rob things, if we indulge in adultery and all the things, we get punishment. Even the law of this world doesn't forgive us. How can we expect the law of God that He will forgive us if we will do all these bad things?
जिस तरह कोई कतल करके उतना चिर ही यह कह सकता मैथों किसी ने हिसाब किताब नहीं पुछना, जितना चिर पुलिस के हथ दे विच नहीं आउंदा गा। सानू पता ही है ਕਿ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਜਦੋਂ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਖਾਨੇ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਬੰਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੁਲਜ਼ਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੜਾ ਪਛਤਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉੱਥੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਅੱਛੇ ਢੰਗ ਨਾਲ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਾਂਗੇ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋਚਿਆ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇਹ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕੌਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦਾ ਡਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਦਈਏ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਸਾਥੋਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਗਾ, ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਗ੍ਰਾਹੀ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਲਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਹਰ ਸਾਸ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ।
ਅੰਟਿਲ ਦ ਮਰਡਰਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਟ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਹੀ ਮੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਸਕ ਹਿਮ ਦੀ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਰਡਰ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਮੇ ਫੀਲ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਬੈਡ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਟ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੈਂਟ behind the bars, only then he realizes that how much bad he has done. And those who go to visit the prisoners in the prison, they know that how those people who are behind the bars are yearning to come out. They beg and they say that if we are given one more chance, we can prove that we are good people. But once you have done any bad thing, once you have done such a crime, and when you are sent behind the bars, you cannot come out until you have suffered the punishment for doing that. In the same way, Master said that you should not think that you are not, nobody is going to ask you the accounts of your bad things. Your every single morsel is counted, your every single breath is counted and recorded, and whatever you are doing in that breath, you will be asked for that. If you have done the good thing, you will be rewarded, and if you have done the bad things, you will be punished. You should, as long as we are in this world, we can say that nobody is there to ask us about all our good and bad deeds. But when we will die and we will go and we will be presented in front of the Lord of Judgment, then we will realize that our every single action was being watched and we will have to pay off that.
So, Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, kyon is sansar de vich tusi phase baithe ho, is sansar de vich jo kuch vi assi dekh rahe hain akhaan de naal, ਨਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਸਮਾਨ ਜਾਣਾ, ਨਾ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਧੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ। ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਜਾਂ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਕਰ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਜਾਂ ਅਗਨੀ ਦੇ ਸਪੁਰਦ ਕਰ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ।
ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਟਕ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਵਿਥ ਯੂ, ਨੋ ਵੈਲਥ, ਨੋ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ, ਨਾਟ ਈਵਨ ਯੂਰ ਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਾਟਰਸ and your relatives will go with you, not even your body in which you are sitting now will go with you. We will leave everything behind in this world, even our precious body in which we are living now will be either buried or will be burnt to ashes.
Sanu pata hi hai ki sari zindagi sathon aisho ishrata de saman nahi bande ge, koi na koi kami bandi hai, jad koi na koi assi takana banaune hai odon maut aa awaz mardi hai ki chal bhai। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਪਟਕ ਮੇ ਕਿਆ ਮਿਲੇ ਭਾਈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਆਲਣਾ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ।
ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਲੋਂਗ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਕਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਫ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਕੰਫਰਟਸ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨੈਵਰ ਸੈਟਿਸਫਾਈਡ, ਵਨ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਲੈਕਿੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਕਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਬਟ ਸਡਨਲੀ ਦ ਡੈਥ ਕਮਸ, ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ, at that time we cannot take any comforts, any things which we have collected. But the pity is that even after knowing that we will not be able to take anything from here, and someday we are making house here, someday we are making house at some other place, and we are always wandering from one place to another, but we don't realize that one day we all must leave. So Swamiji Maharaj says that, oh dear one, what is left in wandering from one place to another and collecting all these means of comfort when you cannot take anything with you?
ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਗਤ ਮੇ ਝੂਠੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਪ੍ਰੀਤ, ਆਪਣੇ ਹੀ ਹਿੱਤ ਸੋ ਸਭ ਲਾਗੇ, ਕਿਆ ਦਾਰਾ ਕਿਆ ਮੀਤ, ਮੇਰੋ ਮੇਰੋ ਸਭੋ ਕਹਿਤ ਹੈ, ਹਿੱਤ ਸੋ ਬੰਧੇ ਚੀਤ, ਅੰਤ ਕਾਲ ਸੰਗੀ ਨਾ ਕੋਉ, ਇਹ ਅਚਰਜ ਹੈ ਰੀਤ, ਮਨ ਮੂਰਖ ਅਜੇ ਨਾ ਸਮਝਿਆ, ਸਿੱਖਦਾ ਹਾਰਿਓ ਨੀਤ, ਨਾਨਕ ਭਉ ਜਲ ਪਾਰ ਪਵੇ, ਜੇ ਗਾਵੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਗੀਤ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦ ਫਾਲਸ ਲਵ, everyone is loving for their own self, and they all say that you are mine as long as their purpose is served. But when the time of death comes, then no relative, no one, no brother, no sister, no one comes to the rescue. Even after knowing this, even after seeing the death of many people, still the foolish mind is not understanding this. Nanak says that if you will do the meditation of Naam, only then you will be able to cross this ocean of life without relying on anyone.
ਹਰ ਜਨਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੰਛੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਵੀ ਹਰ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੋਗਦੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ। ਰਾਜ ਪਾਠ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਧਿਆਤਮਕ ਰਸਤੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਇਹ ਬੜੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਬਰਥ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ, ਈਵਨ ਦ ਬਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਬਰਥ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਬਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ enjoyed the happiness and suffered the pains. It is not a difficult thing to get the kingdom or to get the power, but it is very difficult to progress in the path of meditation.
Duniya ne samjhdi ke prabhu prapti karan de utte kitni mishakat karni pendi hai, kitni mehnat karni pendi hai. Assi sochde hain ki shayad eh duniya diyan rang raliyan maandeya hi sanu parmatma mil jayega.
People don't understand that in order to realize God and in order to do the devotion of God, how much they have to work hard and how many efforts they have to do. People think that by enjoying in the worldly things and doing all the worldly things, they can still realize Him.
Jad assi abhyas karde hain, jad saadi atma kise vi chakkar de vichon nikaldi hai, odo bada dard hunda hai. Is tarah hunda hai ki jinne rom rom tut riya hunda hai. Jad hirde chakkar de vichon nikaldi hai, odo ta is tarah da dard mehsoos hunda hai ki sachi michi jinne saadi maut ho rahi hundi hai. ਜਾਂ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਪਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮੌਤ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਡਰ?
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਦਾ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵਿਦਡਰਾਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਾ ਬਾਡੀ, ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਿਸ ਐਨੀ ਚਕਰਾ ਐਨੀ ਗੈਂਗਲੀਅਨ, ਅਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਫੀਲਸ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਪੇਨ, ਵੀ ਫੀਲ ਐਜ਼ ਇਫ ਅਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰੇਕਿੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀ ਸੈਲ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਪੇਨ, ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦਡਰਾਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਹਾਰਟ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਹਾਰਟ ਚਕਰਾ, then we feel so much pain that which cannot be described in the words. When our soul comes to the eye center after withdrawing from all the centers, and when our soul comes to the heart center, eye center, at that time in one way we die while living. So those who die while living, why should they be afraid of the real death? Because they have already dead, they have already experienced death for once.
ਜਿਸਨੇ ਵੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਇਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਇਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਝੂਠਾ ਸਾਬਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਿਆ ਗਾ, ਬਲਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਰਿਣੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਔਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਲੈਣੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰੋ।
ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਰਕਡ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਡਿਸਅਪੁਆਇੰਟਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਪਾਥ। ਆਫਟਰ ਟਰੈਵਲਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਹਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਸਕਸੈਸ, all those who have done so have become grateful and thankful to their masters, and only those people who have practiced and became successful in this path have given the message to the people. Only they could tell other people that if you want to get real peace you should practice this path.
ਜੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਥੋੜੀ ਬਹੁਤੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੜਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਥੋੜਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਿਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜਦ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਅੰਦਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਫੌਰਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਉਹ ਉਦਾਲੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਇਹ ਪਿਆ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀ ਲਈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਗਾਂਜਾ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ, ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਆ ਮਨ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਸਾਡੇ ਉਦਾਲੇ ਖੜਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਬਲਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਗੋਡੇ ਟੇਕ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦਾ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ we have some yearning and longing to do the meditation and we start doing the meditation. Later on when we start growing in our within little bit, our mind at once gets up and he is afraid that if he will continue going in our within, he will be have to remain in the prison, and that is why he doesn't like that and he starts creating many obstacles in our path of meditation. Sometimes he would make us drink the wine and he would make us feel that there is nothing bad in doing that. Sometimes he would make us smoke the pot and the other things and making us feel that there is nothing bad in doing that. And if he cannot make us do all these things, he would make us feel that our parents are not in favor of the meditation and that is why we should not give up the meditation. And in many other ways our mind will create so many obstacles in our path of meditation that later on we instead of fighting and struggling with our mind, we surrender to him and leave off our meditation.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਹੈ ਉਤਨੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਖੋ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਸ਼ਕੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ।
The more we get the intoxication of the worldly things, the more our mind goes away from the peace, we get confused. Because by using all these intoxicating drugs and the intoxications, our brain becomes dry and we get confused.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਔਗਣ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਇੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਗਣ ਕਹੂੰ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨਵੰਤ ਸੁਣ ਲੇ, ਮਾਨਸ ਤੇ ਪਸੂਆ ਕਰੇ ਦਰਬ ਗਾਂਠ ਕਰ ਦੇ।
Once someone asked Kabir Sahib that what was bad in drinking wine or what was the bad quality of the wine, Kabir Sahib said that, brother, I know only one thing, one bad quality of this thing, one bad quality of wine, that from a man the wine makes one beast and he makes the person lose all the money which he has.
Girdhar Rai kehnda hai, bail poot lo. ਬੈਲ ਭੂਲ ਵਿਧੀ ਨਰ ਰਚੀ ਲਗਾਤੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਮੂਛ, ਅਕਲ ਵੋਹੀ ਹੈ ਬਾਨਕੀ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸਿੰਗ ਬਿਨ ਪੂਛ, ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸਿੰਗ ਬਿਨ ਪੂਛ ਔਰਤ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਕੀ ਰਹਿਣੀ, ਭੈ ਮੈਥਨ ਆਹਾਰ ਪੁਨ ਨਿੰਦਰਾ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਅਰ ਕਹਿਣੀ। ਔਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਹੇ ਗਿਰਦਵਰ ਆਏ ਚੱਲੇ ਨਾ ਸੂਦੀ ਗੈਲ, ਸ਼ਕਲ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ ਖਾਲ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਹੈ ਤੋ ਬੈਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਤੇ ਬੈਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਵਰਮਾ ਨੇ ਗਲਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਦਾੜੀ ਮੁੱਛਾਂ ਲਾ ਦੀਆਂ, ਲਾਉਣੀ ਤੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਸਿੰਘ ਔਰ ਪੂਛ ਸੀਗੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਜੇ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਵੀ ਸੌਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੌਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਸ਼ੂ ਵੀ ਭੋਗ ਭੋਗਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਭੋਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਇਹ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਨੀ, ਤੋ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੀ ਖੱਲ ਪੈਦੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਬਿਰਤੀ ਹੈ।
ਗਿਰਦਵ ਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਗੋਡ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ the bull and the other animals, in the same way he created, he made the body of man also. Instead of attaching the tail and the horns, by mistake he attached the beard and the mustache. And like the other animals, the man also is indulging in the sex. He is also enjoying the happiness and suffering the pains. And like the other animals, he doesn't walk on the straight path. He always goes on in the other direction. So in a way, just outwardly he is wearing the skin of the man, but from inside he has all the qualities of the beast. And it is God made a mistake, instead of making the animal, he made a man.
Kabir Sahib bhi kehnde hai,
our closing bhajan is on page 18. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Sayo Ni Sawan Aya. Friends, Sawan has come. He goes on showering the nectar. He is the true treasurer of Nam, the true trader of souls. He goes on distributing the true treasure of Nam. The season of Sawan has come. The rain of Nam is pouring down. He made the souls reach Sachkhand. He goes on spreading the coolness. Where his feet stepped, the earth is blessed. By giving satsang, he makes the people meditate on the true Nam. The true Lord has come and has put on the garment of man. He goes on distributing the true gift of Nam. Keeping his name Sawan Shah, making Kripal his treasurer, understanding Ajaib as the poor one, he goes on distributing the treasure. Friends, Sawan has come. He goes on showering nectar.
Sayo ni Sawan aya, ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬਰਸਾਈ ਜਾਵੇ, ਸੇਓ ਨੀ ਸਾਵਨ ਆਇਆ, ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬਰਸਾਈ ਜਾਵੇ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾਰੀ ਸੱਚਾਰੂਆ ਦਾ ਵਪਾੜੀ ਸੱਚਾ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾੜੀ ਸੱਚਾਰੂਆ Dava Pari Sacha Namada Kajana Sacha Ake Vartai Jave Namada Kajana Sacha Ake Vartai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Savan Diyaruta Aya Nam Diyajardiya Laya Savan Diyaruta Aya Nam Diyajardiya Laya Ruha Sachkanda Puchaya Tanda Vartai Jave Ruha Sachkanda Puchaya Tanda Vartai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Jis Tha Te Perati Kaya Tarati Nu Bagalaya Jis Tha Te Perati Kaya Tarati Nu Bagalaya Satsanga Karke Sacha Nam Japai Jave Satsanga Karke Sacha Nam Japai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Sacha Bhagavane Aya Bandeda Chula Paya Sacha Bhagavane Aya Bandeda Chula Paya Nam Didat Sachi Mufatalutai Jave Nam Didat Sachi Mufatalutai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Savan Shanamar Kake Bandari Kirpal Banake Savan Shanamar Kake Bandari Kirpal Banake Ajaib Nugari Basamajki Kajana Vartai Jave Ajaib Nugari Basamajki Kajana Vartai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave Seuni Savane Aya Amrit Barsai Jave
Keeping his name Savan Shah, making Kripal his treasurer, understanding Ajaib as the poor one, he goes on distributing the treasure. Friends, Savan has come. He goes on showering nectar. May God bless us all.